thing won't hear me down here.
Yeah. All right, we'll call this meeting to order February 25th, 2021. It's Bunkville Town Advisory Board meeting at Bunkville Community Center. Members present are Vernon Pollock, Chad Jensen, Brian Haviland, Casey Anderson, Laird Abbott, and Amelia is here from Clark County. I haven't called anybody yet, but we'll ask Chad Jensen to give the invocation and Vernon Pollock to do the Pledge of Allegiance at this time. Yep, Chad.
Our eternal Heavenly Father, we're grateful this evening to be able to attend this meeting. We're grateful for the opportunity we have to have this advisory board in our community to speak our minds and be able to convey our needs and desires onto our government officials. We're grateful, Father, for this great nation, for the freedoms that we enjoy. We're grateful for this community, the people that abide herein. We're grateful for all thou blesses us with. We ask thy blessing to be upon us this night, that we may act in a way that is pleasing unto thee, that we may accomplish those things that are set before us and find solutions to any problems that may arise. Again, we're grateful for all thou blesses us with, and we say these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Ever rise? Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, this time we'll open for public comment. This public comment is devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. Does anybody have any comment on agenda items before we? Okay. We always open up during the agenda item anyway, so it's kind of a procedural thing. Approval minutes of October 15th, 2020. For possible action.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for October 15th, 2020.
Second that.
Okay, a motion has been moved and seconded by Vernon Pollock and Chad Jensen to approve the minutes for October 15th, 2020. All in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous. Approval agenda for February 25th, 2021. A motion on that.
I move that we approve this agenda as constituted.
Second.
Okay, a motion and second by Chad Jensen and Vernon Pollock. Approve the agenda for February 25th, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimous. There are no informational items this time of five, no zoning or planning meetings. Seven, general business. Bunkville Town Advisory Board to elect a chair and vice chair to serve a two-year term for possible action.
I'd like to move that we elect Chad Jensen as the chair.
Can he? Was he a vice chair before?
He was vice chair. You can go from vice chair to chair.
Okay.
If you're chair, you can't do either one, though.
If you've been chair, you can't do any of the above for at least 2 years.
I'll second Chad Jensen for chair.
Of course you will, Casey.
Thanks, Casey.
Okay, well, motion and second for Chad Jensen's chair. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries unanimous. Sorry, Chad. All right, we have a motion for vice chair.
Maybe we Casey Anderson. Point Casey Anderson to that position for vice chair.
Do we have a second for that?
I'll second that.
All right. A motion second for Casey Anderson's vice chair. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Sorry, Casey.
Chad just better be Casey, here.
Casey, it was a real tough job. Yeah.
You want to take over now?
Yeah. All
right.
Sure.
Right.
We are.
Two.
Moving on to second order of general business, Southern Nevada Transit Coalition requests a letter of support. We'll discuss recent changes to their routes. We have a representative
here. I'm Anna Tolamo from Southern Nevada Transit. This is Dominic Leone. Our executive director is Mike Jackson. He wasn't able to make it. Our organization services Boulder City, Laughlin, Mesquite, Bunkerville, Sandy Valley, and Indian Springs. So we're all over in the rural areas. The reason that we were asking for the letter support, we are in the process of starting a second route here in the Bunkerville Mesquite area, so that if a person from Bunkerville gets on the bus, they now no longer have to go through the whole route. So there'll be one route servicing Bunkerville into Mesquite, and then there'll be one that stays in Mesquite. I gotta look at my cheat sheet. Just a quick summary of SNTC. We are a nonprofit 501(c). We are a subrecipient of the federal grants through NDOT and the RTC. The RTC is our match provider. We have operations, as I said, in all the rural areas. Since the pandemic, before it happened, we were looking into bus shelters, changing the routes, and some new vehicles. The pandemic kind of put us behind, but three big items that we need to address were the old buses. We are currently running fixed route with 2010 Chevrolet Cutaways, which all of them almost have 400,000 miles. The bus shelters, because of lack of infrastructure, we're working with the city of Mesquite. They were able to secure a grant. So along Mesquite Boulevard, there will be all brand new shelters. Then we're going to move into the residential area, and we're going to be using rehabbed bus shelters that we received from the RTC. The need for the additional route grew by the growth of the city, and these are all being proactively addressed. The bus shelters was a very big concern. The lack of the infrastructure has actually been noted that some of the residents don't even know that there is a fixed route available in Mesquite. These shelters were from outreach that we did. On the new route, we're going to be doing public notices. One on March 3rd, we'll be here in this facility, and then on March 11th, we'll be in City Hall in Mesquite. We're going to have, it's called 333 and 444. The route design was put in with the input of the public, as well as Sandra Rainmaker, who helped us address all the needs and the tasks that were needed. Route 333 will now service some areas it was not servicing before and will not go to Bunkerville. And then 444 will go to Bunkerville and now service different areas, and they both will start and end in Walmart.
So, question.
Sure.
If a person gets on the bus here in Bunkerville, it takes them to Walmart, will they then get on the Mesquite route to go where they need?
Well, no, there is six shared stops.
Okay.
So they don't have to go all the way to Walmart if they don't want to. Along Mesquite Boulevard, there's six stops that they can get off of, then get onto the 333 and go into the other areas. The new route is now going to service plastic factory.
Primex.
Because they requested help. Our old route was far too far for their employees to walk, and they couldn't bring a bike on the bus. So we took that into mind. So now we'll be going right by them and up into that residential area. So a person from Bunkerville does not have to do all that if they don't want to. They can get off on Mesquite Boulevard and switch.
Do you have any...
The literature is not able to be put until we do the public comments.
You betcha.
But if you get in touch with me, I can send you the proposed. I just have it in my
office. That's fantastic. I understand. What is the usage of Bunkerville members of our community that ride the bus?
I don't have those numbers with me.
Is it significant?
It's significant.
Okay. I see quite a few people standing around on the stops.
We were, in the beginning, it was two routes. And then ridership kind of fell, so that's why the RTC made only one route. But the ridership has started to grow. And the amount of people that ride from here didn't want to have to do the whole loop.
It's understood.
So that's why we take that into consideration. We're also going up to the truck stop now as well. So if anyone does park out there, they have a way to get into the city.
Well, we've done these letters in the past.
Yes.
Yeah, we've done it for a long time.
Yes.
So I'll make the motion that we put a letter of support together. Can we look and see what we've done?
There is one in the materials here.
I second it. Looks good. I read it.
Yeah, I read through it.
So, yeah, I'll make the motion that we do that.
We're pretty rough on you here, aren't we?
It is a good service. I see a lot of people riding it, and it's.
I like the bike ride too. I see a lot of bikes from Bunkeroo getting thrown on there, and that's.
So I'll just leave a stack of these, you know, with the six. But if my email's on there as well as my cell phone, if you would like to see the proposed route, if you email me, I can send it to you. We just don't want it to get out to the general public until March 3rd when we're here, and March 11th. We're not sure. We think we did a pretty good job, and there shouldn't be any public comment. There shouldn't be a need to change it, but you never know. And based on our grant guideline, we have to make sure we do public comments.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then I'm sorry.
Thank you.
We got a motion, right? I just have to.
Yeah, we just got to vote. We just got to vote on it.
I think he seconded.
I seconded it.
Signature.
Yeah, we had it. Vern moved.
I got a second.
And Brian seconded it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, thank you
Motion
very
carries.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Busy crowd.
Oh, yeah. A lot on the agenda tonight.
Have a great week.
You too.
All right. Moving on to item number 3, approve the 2021 Bunkerville Town Advisory Board yearly meeting calendar for possible action. Do we have a copy of that calendar?
I guess
we have
the
whole thing.
And I did go over elections. I went over holidays. I went over things with the school. I just couldn't find anything that was a conflict. So really, it would just be personal preference at this point if there's a time of the year that you prefer not to meet.
We never know. It's too far to plan. I looked at it. I'm good with it. I'll make a motion. We approve the calendar as noted.
I'll second that.
Yes, he seconded.
And moved by Ryan Haviland, seconded by Vern Pollock, that we approve the calendar for 2021 board meetings. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. General business number 4, Bunkerville Town Advisory Board to write and sign a letter in opposition of Clark County School District, their current lack of support for in-school and after-school activities, including the disconnect between CCSD and Virgin Valley students, and desire to work with local administration when deciding what is best for Virgin Valley students, possible action.
That's my item. I'm sick of Clark County School District, so.
And this is kind of what I put together based on what you sent.
I put a copy there, too, of what I've written up.
Okay, and then you have the ability to change this. If you don't like the way that it's written tonight, you can make a motion based on your discussions to allow the chair to sign it and make the appropriate changes to the letter, and then it go on further past tonight. You can still motion on it.
Okay.
So is this?
I'll just read real quick what I've written to while I want to stand.
Yes,
we of the Clark County Bunkerville Town Advisory Board do hereby declare a lack of confidence in the Clark County School District upper administration. Along with a lack of confidence, we also declare a lack of competence with said administration. Over the years, our Valley, Virgin Valley has maintained that we need local decisions that reflect our rural nature. Although the state attempted to allow for more local control, the bureaucracy of this large institution has not fundamentally changed to our needs. Instead of finding solutions to allow our students to attend school and participate in extracurricular activities, as many other school districts have accomplished, said administration has hid behind stall tactics to put off solutions that would benefit our students. We call on all to allow our schools to open for in-class attendance as well as provide extracurricular activities, which will enrich students' minds for learning as well as mental health. The responsibility of the school district should be for the students' best interest, which is not being considered. If the CCSD will not allow in-person classes and extracurricular activities, we will support local residents in opening our schools without upper administration approval and reverting to local administration's guidance and reopening plans. So the reason I wrote this is because we were getting sick of it, and we were ready as parents to go and put our kids into school, whether Clark County wanted to or not, and make them force us out. Since that time, they have started saying they're gonna allow people, but bottom line is we should have been in a long time ago. And you know, moving forward at this point, I wanna make sure they're on notice that if we don't get what we want, we as parents are going to take action, and we will do what we want to do with our local guidance. And I don't want them notice. I'd like this letter, if everyone else is good with it or whatever we want to change on it, I'd like it to go to the City of Mesquite, Clark County School District, County Commissioners, the state. I want it to go to everybody to show that we're not taking it anymore, and put them on notice that we're tired of their bureaucracy. And hopefully with this also in the future, maybe just, I know we've worked at trying to split off, you know, they supposedly were supposed to change the school district and allow us more control, but it has not changed. Fundamentally, it's exactly the same as it was. We still have to listen to them and do everything they say. They have a little different structures, the leadership above us, but it really changed nothing. And as we work forward, I know along with us, along with Moapa Valley, we want to do the same thing. We want to eventually break off. And this is the point here where I think we're at a breaking point where we're going to have to push and push and push until we can get away from them for all the future generations. Maybe it's not going to happen this year or next year, but we got to be to a point where we're pushing now. And they just showed us their cards. We know that they're not going to give us what we want, even with this change. And so we've got to push the legislature and everything else to do it. So I guess this is the letter I want to go out to and say, we're sick of it. You guys are not competent to take care of us up here. We want you out. So that's why.
And if you would prefer that wording even over, I don't know if you have a chance, and I know
this I haven't read yours.
If you have a chance to look over it. If you prefer to take that wording, how you wrote it, and put it in the letter instead of what I have here, then that's your decision as a board. You can do that.
Mine's a little meaner. I kind of like it. Yours sounds too nice to send to. I'm tired of being nice. So, guys, whatever you think. I guess I would probably put more of my letter in there just because I think it shows them we're sick of them. And, you know, I think the lack of confidence really needs to be in there. They have not shown confidence in taking care of our students. That's the bottom line. They could have done stuff. There's 16 out of 17 other school districts that are doing sports and going to school. Why are we the one that's not? Obviously, they are not competent to make decisions that are good for our valley.
Well, and our neighboring state really never completely shut their schools down, per se.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, we have our kids going to Utah to play football and basketball and baseball and everything else. We haven't seen an impact in our community from going and participating in that in a neighboring state. I don't understand. I really, as much as Clark County, I almost feel like we ought to include our wonderful governor, but Clark County certainly is the one that is dictating how our kids are being handled right now. Mm-hmm. And as a former employee of that school district, I have no problem with either of these. There is certainly some little stronger language in Brian's, but I don't mind the stronger language, to be honest with you.
So then would you like a motion that me and you will work together at finalizing this? I'll show you you can even take it, just the way that it's written, it'll still go to Maryland, it'll still go to everyone that's CC'd at the bottom.
You
so
bet.
You can motion to take what was discussed tonight, put it in the letter. You'll sign it, and then it'll go on to where it needs to go. That's what you would like to do.
Let's revise this one, I think, and put in maybe a little more of Brian's sentiment and get it signed and sent off. That sounds great to me. If someone would like to make a motion on that, we'll...
I'll make a motion that we mesh these two and get that taken care of.
I'll second that.
Well, we've had a motion from Vern Pollock, seconded by Wren Abbott. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Amelia, are you going to work on that and then just shoot that off to me? That would be fantastic.
And then I'll come up here, I'll let you sign it, and then I'll make sure everyone gets a copy, and then we'll send it off to you.
Fantastic.
And I'd like to send it off even to more people than this. You know, let's get it to our school board representative, too, Katie Williams, which
she's
supposed to be representing us, and she's...
She, She's kind of funny because she'll kind of fire off in certain instances and
then holds back
off in others.
Yeah. And I talked to her for quite a while the other day, and I don't quite have a feeling exactly how she's on it, where she voted not to let sports back in until school started, where she could have pushed that issue for us and obviously didn't represent what we wanted when I talked
to her. Well, the nice thing about it is we are seeing some movement there. It's not as fast as we would have liked to have seen it, but at this point it is starting to budge, and we're starting to see some things moving forward.
To make it official, can we just have another motion, just even changing this as discussed, just everything that was discussed tonight, and you having the ability to stick within what was discussed to make the appropriate changes?
I make a motion. We do exactly what Amelia just said.
I'll second.
Yeah. Second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you.
How does that work for a motion?
Okay. We're back to comments. Any other comments by the general public?
I'll just bring up a point. I've been working with the park. We got that SNPLA money to do improvements in our park, and I've been going to their meetings, and had them up here on Wednesday on site, and it was good because they had some things laid out wrong. They were putting a play set on top of the septic tank and leach field and a few other issues there, so we got them lined out. But anyways, we are getting another pavilion, at least a four-table pavilion that will go kind of between the pavilion now and the flagpole area. We wanted one bigger one. We're going to rip that down and put another one, and SNPLA money doesn't allow for replacing it. It's new construction.
So it's got to be torn completely out and started fresh?
No, they don't want to start. They don't want to tear out. They want to add to.
So that one will be left.
So they are going to left that one there, and then we're going to add another one, and hoping to get a little bit bigger than a four-table. But so we'll have two pavilions there. The path that was supposed to go around the outside, we decided it's better to meander in and out of trees, which is a 10-foot wide path, asphalt, roll curves, and it's going to kind of go, it'll be cool. It's going to go in and out of trees and edges. The grading on the outsides isn't real good. It's pretty steep on some areas. You really can't put a path there. So it'll look a lot better. They'll put some DG on the outsides to get rid of the turf on the outsides and make it look good. They're also going to be putting another playset. It'll be on the south side of the current playset. Towards the basketball courts where it'll go now. So it'll be an extended, probably be together. We'll see if the design ends up, not one big one instead of two separate ones with the kind of planned. And then there'll be other miscellaneous little stuff, but that's kind of the bulk of what it'll be in. So should turn out pretty nice.
When is that supposed to start, do you know?
Design just starts now. What do we have, 2 years to do it? They can, within 2 years. I've seen the schedule, but it's within 2 years it should be completed. So I'm guessing about a year to design, budget, everything, and then they'll start next year actually breaking ground on it. So the park will be tore up for, I'm sure, about 4, 5, 6 months when they're replacing it and everything. Putting paths.
Was there some talk of extending that path up to the current pathway on the highway? Or?
No, there's not enough money for that.
I just remembered that discussion. That was one of the...
Oh, we're also getting shades over all the playground equipment. So
that'll be good.
Kids won't get all burnt in the summer. A little shade on it. So that's a big part, too.
Misters.
We'll go turn the sprinklers on and let the kids run through.
Yeah, I'll throw those misters in there and maybe it'll cool it down to 80 and 100% humidity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
The
budget is about $1.2 million, quite tiny. With a little bit of wiggle. All right. One of the problems I have on is until they really did it on site, they don't know exactly what they had to change. Like originally, it was a straight path here. It was all the stuff that was pretty like cookie cutter. Now they look at it and think, well, we have to do off-sites. So in the front where the dirt is, we have to do off-sites. So they're going to have to put a sidewalk there, and they're going to have to put curb and gutter out there. But I think the sidewalk will also be part of the trail there. But so there'll be a little more money there to do off-sites, and they have to move a few lines here and there. But yeah, it should... I think it'll be good when it's done.
Okay.
Cool.
If there's no other public comment.
Did you have anything you wanted to go over? Okay. Well, thanks for coming.
Just for Schmidt.
Thanks for coming.
Moral support. Awesome.
You're, you're with Progress, correct?
I am.
With Progress. Thanks for coming.
Good to be here. Thanks.
Yeah, if you don't want to get anything to fire people out, just give it to him. Get in the paper, fire up both valleys at the same time.
I've actually picked up the paper that's still generated here and yours, and quite honestly, I think I'll probably continue reading the Moapa Valley Progress.
Yeah, it's the local paper. It's not that.
Yeah, it's not Moapa Valley anymore, right? It's just the Progress now.
It's very well done. It's,
yeah.
No, it has been.
Yeah, that's good.
Seems like they just kind of cut and paste things for this other one. It doesn't have anything local.
So. We appreciate you coming up here and getting that going for both valleys. It's a lot better local information.
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Well, all right. Thank you all for coming. If there's no other public comment, we'll call this, adjourn this meeting. Our next meeting looks like scheduled April 1st.
Just April 4th. But it could be April, May, or June.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Especially if you get zoning items.
Yep. We are adjourned.